Revelation chapter 21. Revelation 21. And we'll read a couple of verses here. Revelation 21 and verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Verse 21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls, and every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is a light thereof. Verse 27, And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And we could read a little bit in chapter 22 as well, verse 4. And they shall see his face. What a wonderful day that will be. And his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And so on, you say. My, that is exactly the future that I would like to have. Well, because of the place of Calvary and because of the person of the place, our Lord Jesus Christ, there is no reason why every single person in this auditorium this evening could not be in that happy place. There is a real heaven, and there is a real hell. You know, you go to a lot of funerals, and it seems rarely do I go to a funeral where people end up in hell. It seems so often that somehow we're able to fudge our words at a funeral service to make it almost seem like, well, there's a good possibility they ended up in heaven. But you know, the Bible is very clear. There will be those who end up in heaven, and there are those who will end up in a place called hell. Where will you end up? I'm just going to speak about heaven at the end of the meeting, because that's where I'm going to end up. I'm going to be in heaven. Like, you can come to PEI anytime you want, and we'll give you the best that we've got, but the best that we've got isn't much by the standards of many, but it's a lot more than by the standards of others. It's a lovely little place, our little home, but I have a home that's eternal in nature, and that's what I am looking forward to. I am going to be in heaven forever and ever. I'm not hoping, so I'm not keeping my fingers crossed, going to sleep at night and saying, I hope I'm going to squeak through. I hope I'm going to make it. I hope that little story I have from a couple of years ago will work. I'm not asking. That's not what I'm relying on. I'm not relying on a story to get me to heaven. And I'm not relying on a profession to get me to heaven. You know what I'm relying on? I am relying on the Lord Jesus Christ. Him alone. Someone at the Vancouver conference said, I'm glad I'm not depending on the particulars of my story. Your mind can get foggy. A lot of things can get twisted. And your mind can play tricks. I'm not depending on the particulars of my story. I'm depending on the Word of God and Christ alone. What are you depending on for eternity? What do you have? We were down there in Arlington in 2004 and we had some campfires. After the day was done and all the young people were there and they were sitting around the campfire, and Jim Klein and Bev were the gracious hosts and generous host. And the young people were telling their stories, their testimonies. And I had this awful scared feeling. I thought, man, I wouldn't want to be approaching death with what some of those people have. It got so bad that Jim Klein the next night said, if anyone is going to speak publicly, there's three parts to your story we need to hear. What life was like before Christ, what Christ did for you, and how your life has changed. Some people were telling their whole story and hardly even mentioned the name of Jesus Christ. What do you have for eternity? Cheryl, John Procopio and I were having meetings and in home province of PEI, and Shirley was very, very burdened about Claude, her husband. And we went to visit Shirley and Claude. And Shirley said, oh, man, I'm so glad you came. She said, I would love to see Claude saved. We said, Shirley, how did you get saved? Shirley said, well, she says, well, Claude was going to Europe, and it was my first time staying alone at night. And I was really scared in my bedroom, and I remember praying so vividly that I wouldn't be scared anymore. And she said, do you know, to this day, I haven't been scared at night? We weren't going to be rude or anything. We got out into the car and we looked at each other and we said, ooh, I sure wouldn't want to be going out into eternity with what Shirley's got. A couple of nights later, Shirley grabbed her hands at the door. She said, oh man, she said, I'm in an awful way. She said, I found out today I'm going to hell. For 8 years, I thought I was going to heaven because I said a prayer and God answered my prayer, and I found out today, well, it just hit me. She said, if you ain't got it, you can't live it. She said it. She said, oh, you have to help me, man. We said, well, Shirley, when we left your house the other day, we both looked at each other and said, as much as you'd like to see Claude saved, we said to each other, we sure wouldn't want to be going out into eternity with what you have. Oh, she said, it's awful. If I had died. Well, 8 o'clock, we were Joy and I were eating our breakfast the next morning. 8 o'clock or so. And Claude C. Stewart on call display comes up. I answer the phone. Hello? Peter! Yes? It's Shirley. I said, good morning. She said, you wouldn't mind going out into eternity with what I got this morning. I said, what did you get? Oh, she said, I had an awful night. She said, I was up the whole night. She said, can you believe this? At one point through the night, she said, I even had myself nailed to the cross. And she said, it just came to me like this. Oh, Shirley, how dumb can you be nailing yourself to the cross? Why do you think the Lord Jesus was on the cross? And she said, Peter, oh, it's wonderful to be saved. Well, she didn't know she had cancer working through her body at that point. But I had the privilege of speaking at her funeral. She could say that morning, And she ran out into the barnyard and she gave Claude the biggest hug he ever got of his life. And when I took Shirley's funeral, Claude was sitting there still in his sins. He said, tell the people that when Shirley got saved, it was the biggest hug I ever got. Well, Claude isn't very well these days. Claude's got a mother in heaven. He was in the assembly. Claude has a boy in heaven. Claude has a wife in heaven. And Claude is still on the road to hell. What do you have for eternity? I am so glad. I told you the other night I have good sleeps. You know why? Because if the Lord Jesus comes tonight, gone to heaven. And if the plane crashes over Winnipeg on my way home, or wherever place, wherever I'm flying over, I'll be in heaven. You can send a sympathy card to Joy and the kids. You can shed a few tears. They'll appreciate that. But don't cry for me. You know why? Heaven. Heaven is going to be a wonder. That's my destination. Can you say authoritatively and firmly, heaven is my eternal destination? Only one of two places. There is no purgatory. And healthy, clear-minded individuals, they want to go to heaven. As much as they may not want to enjoy Christ in this life, and they may not want Christ, but they want a place of rest when they die. What a place. We know so little about heaven. We know more about what's not in heaven than what's going to be in heaven. But we know it's a magnificent kingdom. It's a very, very real place. It's not restricted by the normal boundaries of time and space, but it is very real. It can be seen. It can be touched. It can be experienced. It can be occupied by beings with physical bodies. Heaven. What a destination. In John chapter 14, Jesus called it my Father's house. Something nice about that, isn't it? My Father's house. I know there have been a lot of bad fathers in the world. But there's no father so caring and so tender and so compassionate as our Heavenly Father. My Father's house. What was Jesus saying? It's a place of acceptance. It's a place of warmth. It's a place of joy. It's a place of plenty. It's my Father's house. No sin there. No suffering. No anger. No aches. No bruises, no brokenness, no cancer, no arthritis, no false teeth. Finally, I was just going to fling these. I can't stand these things. Makes me feel so conspicuous. That's why I like contact lenses. These things make me feel like everybody's staring at my face. And one of these days, I'm going to shed these things. I'm not going to need them in heaven. And if you've got artificial knees, you won't have them in heaven. Or bad hips. What a place. No cemeteries. No crying. Dear child of God, maybe you know what it is to have to lift your head off your pillow at night and find a dry spot on the other side of the pillow. Those days are going to be past. They're numbered. They're coming to an end. You'll shed your last tear. There'll be no diseases, no bad diagnosis, and the lab reports come in. Ultrasound, all past. That's all associated with this earth and the impact of sin. But we're going to a place where there will be no disappointment. Some of you have received some, your world has been turned upside down, maybe by a phone call. Everything goes into a tailspin, but there'll be no bad phone calls in heaven to turn your world upside down. There'll be no emptiness, no heartbreak. Some of you know what it is to have heartaches. You know, when you get a disease or something like that, everybody shares. They're all sending you cards and praying for you. But sometimes Christians carry heavy burdens that other people don't know anything about. They don't get cards in the mail. But inside their hearts are broken. It's silent grief. But those silent griefs will be past forever. We'll be in heaven. What a place. Place of light, warmth, acceptance, peace, security, safety. Heaven. Place of eternal rest. You going to heaven? You sure? It's not a cold gold palace. I think of Buckingham Palace. I don't know what it'd be like to live there. I don't know. I'd rather live in a chalet or something. But I just picture Buckingham Palace being able to say, to shout down the marble corridors, Peter! Peter, 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 and echoes down the big long corridor, and it's cold and barren and just like very, very, I don't know, clinical, icy, institutional. I don't know. Not going to be like that in heaven. Place of warmth and acceptance. And some of you think, I wouldn't be surprised if some of you think you're going to be able to knit in heaven. Give me a break. No, we're not going to be sitting up in heaven on a big lazy boy. Like, I think some people actually think, oh, I'm not looking forward to it, because it is, isn't it a nursing home? Absolutely not. No nursing home. Nursing homes are on earth. Look, we're going to have our energy back. We're going to have our vitality back. We're going to have our life back. There'll be no fatigue in heaven. We're not all going to be sitting there in recliners with our feet up and saying, well, I wonder when they're going to bring us supper. None of that. No, we're going to be fully alive, and we're not going to be hampered or contained by sin in any way. We're leaving these bodies in their decayed state, and we're going to get a new body, and we're going to be with Him and like Him forever. Heaven, what a destination. And it's not going to be boring. Not going to be boring. Like, just look around. It's breathtaking just coming from Vancouver up here. Who made that? The Creator. We have a set of videos at home. BBC produced some Planet Earths. If you don't have them, I know there's a little evolutionary undertone to them, but they really don't get into that. But if you watch those DVDs of Planet Earth produced by BBC, it would just blow you away. It's amazing, this tremendous planet that we live on, the wildlife. Mind when you get down into the Amazon and you see these crazy monkeys hopping from this tree to that tree, and some of the animals and some of the antics of the apes, you can't help but burst out laughing. Who made all of that? God. Do you think He's going to be any less exciting and creative in heaven? This is the God of the universe. The God that holds astronomers spellbound and adventurous. Dear Willie's not here tonight, but my, he loves nature, and he loves going on treks and through the woods and down to the ravines, and he loves getting his looking at the birds from a distance and close up. My, who made all that? The one who occupies eternity, the God of heaven. No, it's not going to be boring in heaven. Not for a minute. Are you going to heaven? Qualifications for heaven. Destination, the qualifications for heaven. I remember getting excited in grade 5. We thought Dad was going to take us on a trip. I don't know, money must have been short and it fell through. We thought we were going to a destination and we never made it. I told all my friends, I'm going. We're going. Oh, you're going? Yeah. We never got away from 32 Gerald Street, PEI. You know, sort of a letdown feeling when you don't get to go. I think there are people in Kamloops and they're hoping they're going to be in heaven. But the rate they're going, they'll never get there. They don't have the qualifications. Revelation 5, verse 9, talks about redeemed to God by the blood of Jesus Christ. Qualifications, sinners saved by grace. I think, do we sing it tonight? At the cross, and then it says, my passport to the realms of bliss is Jesus died for me. Do you have the qualifications? Saul of Tarsus, saved. Nicodemus, born again. Zacchaeus, last night, received him joyfully. The moment when you receive Christ joyfully, it's the qualifications for heaven. Without those, you can't be in. You might have a lot of things. There are people who even have a verse, but they don't have Christ. People who have religion. There are people who say prayers. They don't have Christ. Do you have the qualifications? Congregation in heaven. Believers of all the ages. Before Christ, since Christ. All congregated together for the unending ages of eternity. What a congregation. You might get a little down once in a while here in Kamloops, but you know, sometimes there's some dips and valleys, but there's a mountain peaks too. There's some seasons of dryness and there's seasons of blessing. But when we get home to heaven, my every seat will be filled and we will be with the redeemed forever. United worship and all will adore our Lord Jesus Christ. Young and old alike. There will be mums and dads up there. Without a son or without a daughter. There will be sons and daughters up there. Without a mom, without a dad. There'll be husbands up there without a wife. There'll be some up there that we didn't expect to see. And there's some we thought would be there. And they won't be there. A congregation in heaven. I'm just going to ask you, will you be there? Do you know what the occupation of heaven is going to be? Well, you've been hearing about the man who died on the cross. I've never seen him yet. I don't know what it's going to be like. Do you ever stop and think about it for 5 minutes and say, how will I respond? Like, what will I do? The first time my eyes lay hold on the Lord Jesus Christ, what will my response be? We sing it down here. What will it be to dwell above and with the Lord of glory reign? And there's another more contemporary song that says, I can only imagine what it'll be like. Will I fall at his feet? Will I dance? Will I clap for joy? I don't know what I'll do. I don't know whether it would be appropriate or not, but I think I would just like to give him a big hug and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for a sinner like me. I don't deserve to be here. But those are the wounds for me. Lord Jesus,
You died for me.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to be worshiping. We're going to be serving Him. We're going to be learning. Never stop learning. In Isaiah and in Luke, they read that the increase of His kingdom, there shall be no end. There's never going to be a day when God says, come here, gather around me. I have nothing left to show you. We're sort of plateaued. No. The increase of His kingdom, there shall be no end. Fellowshipping. Let me ask you, as we close the meeting, have your reservation made? The destination is heaven. The qualifications, you must have Christ. Congregation in heaven. The occupation, heaven. But do you have your reservation made? Reservation made for heaven. That's made in this life. It's too late after death. You can rewrite exams if you fail them. Rewrite a driver's test if you fail it. But this is something you don't want to make a mistake on. Don't want to miss heaven. So if anyone is not ready to go, not prepared, because what's the other option? Hell. God wants you to be in heaven. And that's why the Lord Jesus Christ died on a cross. Place called Calvary. Will you receive Him tonight as your Savior?